You are listening to a special edition of Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us as we assess the impact of the 8 years of the George W. Bush presidency. We've already talked about his handling of the war on terror. Still to come is handling of the economy, but for the next several minutes, the way he changed the political landscape in Washington and around the country. And joining me for that task, John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be here, Greg. Thank you for having me.
George W. Bush, of course, came in office under very unique circumstances, a 36-day protracted fight over who really won the presidential election. And it seemed that any sort of honeymoon that would normally be afforded an incoming president vanished. How much of a problem was that for him from the get-go?
It was a very big problem, and I must say that something that was unprecedented in American politics since the disputed election of 1876 reemerged in 2000. George W. Bush wound up in an unusually close election, the electoral votes of Florida being pivotal to who would be president, and in the end, the U.S. Supreme Court got in the act, and by 5-4, in the landmark Bush v. Gore case, decided that the recounting, which consistently showed every time it was done Al Gore gaining votes, had to stop. George W. Bush was the first president in more than a century, and only the fourth in history, who was elected by losing the popular vote but winning the Electoral College. And for that reason, liberals and Democrats in general declared holy war against him. They called him his fraudulency. They had bumper stickers saying, re-elect Gore in 04, even though the loser from 00 would not run again. And this led to the partisan rancor in the Congress. Even though the president appeared masterful and strong after 9/11, and even though Republicans actually gained seats in the 02 elections, and he did win a re-election that was out without dispute, George W. Bush was a walking target from those who hated him. His popularity ratings were never truly high, and there's some who argue that had he had a stronger Democratic opponent than John Kerry in 04, he might have had the same fate as his father. That said, what really made life difficult for George W. Bush in that second term that presidents so hate were Katrina, the growing sentiment against the war in Iraq, and controversy surrounding his official family, notably Vice President Cheney. Through it all, and I watched him many times as a White House correspondent, the president remained firm, cool under fire, and never veering from the course he intended. Did he change personnel? Sure. Did he admit mistakes? Sometimes that was a little hard. But in the end, this man of prayer, who had a vision, remained forthright. And when I saw him at the White House Christmas party, he looked none worse for the wear. How will he be perceived in history? Time will tell.
Time will certainly tell, John. And you've given a pretty good narrative of the key events there in the Bush administration. Let's talk about a couple different things in our remaining time here. Number one, the president, as we mentioned, was in the middle of a very polarized political atmosphere, with the exception of the few weeks following 9/11, where he actually hit record popularity ratings. But by the time the midterm elections rolled around, he was highly on the stump and was, effective in winning a handful of very, very close congressional and Senate elections to give the Republicans back the majority in Congress. Same thing again in 2004, close but Republicans gained. 2006, obviously, it all started to unravel. How was he able to win and convince voters that they should be on his side in 2002 and 2004? And how did it go completely wrong 2 years later?
Well, if I were a flippant person, I'd say ask Karl Rove, the man who had guided the president's career from the State House in Austin, Texas, to the White House, making him only the second son of a president in history to hold the job his dad did. Well, a lot happened in that time, largely under the tutelage of his political insider, Karl Rove, the man he called the architect of his two elections. George W. Bush was able to mobilize the Republican base. It served him well in 2000. 2002, it helped him make gains in both houses of Congress. And then in 04, gains in Congress and re-election. Now, how did it unravel politically, and where did the wires suddenly not work anymore? I'd have to say it began with Katrina. And at the same time, it began with a disillusionment in his base. the appointment of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court dismayed many who wanted justices more in the mold of John Roberts. Soon her nomination was pulled, and he picked Sam Alito, but damage was done. In addition, the complaint against George W. Bush against traditional conservatives was, yes, he's cutting taxes like Ronald Reagan, but no, he's not trying to cut spending in government the way Reagan did. He's increasing it. And indeed, spending grew more than it did under Democrat Bill Clinton. All of these things served to undermine the president's base. And when he had problems, the people were not there to back him in the second term. Many felt they'd been misled a number of times. Many stayed home in 06 and certainly in 08. The Republican Party is weaker in 08 than it was in 2000, and it lost more seats in two subsequent elections, 06 and 08, than it had at any time since the Great Depression. And a Democrat is coming into the presidency with strong majorities in both houses of Congress. Something went unraveled, and I have to say it was his retreat on the spending issue, Katrina, and in general, some bad judgment calls all in the second term.
John, last 30 seconds, if it's possible, sum up the political legacy of George W. Bush's presidency.
Claire Booth Luce, congresswoman from my home state of Connecticut, once said the work of a president and his legacy can be summed up in one sentence. So here goes. George W. Bush changed the direction of the Supreme Court, made cutting taxes fashionable again, and stopped the tyrant in the desert.
And so from foreign policy to the economy to politics, a very eventful 8 years, and those are the three topics that we're certainly hitting on as we examine the 8 years of the George W. Bush presidency. Beloved by some, despised by others, but definitely consequential. John, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure to look back. And always looking forward, I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.